Ferguson held its first of three public forums on Tuesday night over a proposed consent decree with the federal government. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the consequential agreement stoked intense passions among Ferguson residents.
In council chambers that were stuffed to capacity, opinions were sharply divided on whether Ferguson should adopt the 131-page consent decree. Mildred Kleins believes that the agreement is crucial for her city to truly transform after Michael Brown's shooting death.
If Ferguson is going to continue to run as a city, violating many of its members' constitutional rights, then maybe we shouldn't be a city.
The consent decree would impose major changes to Ferguson's police department and government, and it would require the city to pay for a monitor that tracks compliance. But the decree will likely be expensive for Ferguson, which is already struggling with budget problems. Blake Ashby says it could plunge the town into insolvency.
So if you want to see Ferguson wiped off the map, sign this consent decree. This consent decree is like signing our own death certificate.
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III will get to vote on the consent decree next Tuesday. He says there's a lot to consider.
If you want to see that change happen, we have to be able to actually make it happen. There's no use in signing a decree that you can't live up to. There's no use in signing a decree that you don't intend to live up to.
If the council signs off on the consent decree, it will then go to a federal judge. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.